Abhidhata.
Abhidhata.
Glowing.
Glowing.
Shatapatra.
Shatapatra.
Lotus flower.
Lotus flower.
Lojana.
Lojana.
Eyes.
Eyes.
Pishanga.
Pishanga.
Yellowish.
Yellowish.
Vashtra.
Vashtra.
Clothing.
Clothing.
Surucha. Greatly attractive.
Greatly attractive.
Supeshasaha.
Supeshasaha.
Growing youthful.
Growing youthful.
Sarve.
Sarve.
All of them.
All of them.
Chatuhu.
Chatuhu.
Four.
Four.
Bahavaha.
Bahavaha.
Hands.
Hands.
Unmishan.
Unmishan.
Rising luster.
Rising luster.
Money.
Money.
Pearls.
Pearls.
Praveka.
Praveka.
Superior quality.
Superior quality.
Nishka Abarana.
Nishka Abarana.
Ornamental medallions.
Ornamental medallions.
Suvarachasaha.
Suvarachasaha.
Effulgent.
Effulgent.
Translation. The inhabitants of the Vaikuntha planets are described as having a glowing, sky bluish complexion. Their eyes resemble lotus flowers. Their dress is of yellowish color. And their bodily features very attractive. They are just the age of growing youths. They all have four hands. They are all nicely decorated with pearl necklaces, with ornamental medallions, and they all appear to be effulgent. Prepared by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada.
Yeah.
The inhabitants in Vaikuntha Loka are all personalities with spiritual bodily features not to be found in the material world. We can find the descriptions in the revealed scriptures like Srimad Bhagavatam. Impersonal descriptions of transcendence in the scriptures indicate that the bodily features in Vaikuntha Loka are never to be seen in any part of the universe. As there are different bodily features in different places of a particular planet, or as there are different bodily features between bodies in different planets, similarly the bodily features of the inhabitants in Vaikuntha Loka are completely different from those in the material universe. For example, the four hands are distinct from the two hands in this world. Shama vidata shatapatta lochanaha pishanga vashtra surucha supeshaha supeshasaha sarve chaturbahava unmishanmani praveka nishka parana suvarchasaha Om Gyanatimirandasya Gyananjana Sharaka Chakshurin Maritam Jaina Tasmai Shri Guru Venama. So Shama, we know Shama Sundar. Here it's described sky blue. The reason that the inhabitants of Vaikuntha Loka have these types of forms is because they desired it. They wanted to have the most beautiful form. And the most beautiful form would be the form similar to God's form, because God is the most attractive. Shama Sundar. Sundar means very beautiful. So, Shama Sundar is the ultimate form, the ultimate beautiful form. God. Well, we would expect that. We would expect that God must have the most beautiful form. We wouldn't expect him to be inferior in form, in beauty, to someone else. So, the inhabitants of Vaikuntha Loka, they want to serve the Lord completely, purely. And because they wish to be close to him, they wish to live with him, they wish to see him, therefore they're given bodies like his also. There are five types of liberation which are described. Darshti means to have the opulences of the Lord. And we see here that they have similar opulences, beautiful jewels. The color of their body is same, similar color as the Lord. They have four hands like the Lord. Shatapatra lochana, lotus eyes. So they're very, very attractive. In other words, as it says in the Isha Upanishad, the Supreme Lord is awarding everyone's desire since time immemorial. So, he likes to fulfill desires. And here in the material world, people take advantage of that, and they use him as an order supplier, and nothing more than that. Of course, he can supply. He's a very good supplier. Aham savasya prabhavo matak sarvam bhavajade, because everything comes from him. He's the complete supplier. Eko bahunam yoga didati kama. Ityo nityanam chetanas chetananam. He's maintaining everyone. Vishwambar. He's the maintainer of the whole universe and all living entities. And he likes to do it. Just as in this material world we see a man and a woman joined together in union to produce children. Why? Because they want to look after them. They want to supply for them. There's a certain rasa to be the master or to be the provider that one gets pleasure from that. And if someone doesn't have any children to provide for, then he finds himself a dog or a cat that so he can supply for them. Because there's a certain rasa. Oh, I'm giving you, maintaining you. So Krishna has this desire. Krishna is the original form of God. The form described here of the Lord in Vaikuntha is the form of Narayan. It was an expansion from Krishna. But there's no difference, just as one candle lights another candle and another candle. They have similar or the same strength. But still there is an original candle, and that original candle is Krishna. Ete chang sakala pungsam Krishna's tu Bhagavan swam. So, Krishna wants to provide for all of his parts and parcels, and the living entities also have this desire. And when this desire is completely pure, then we see it manifest in a capacity like that of Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda Mani, because they want to maintain the Lord himself. Of course, it's somewhat of an absurd proposition. How are you going to maintain the one who is maintaining everyone? It's not possible. But still, because it is a aspect of rasa, the vatsalya ras, the loving relationship in parentalhood, the Lord allows them, all right, you want to look after me? So, all right, what do you want me to do? Krishna is willing to play the part. I want you to suck my breast and act like a little baby? All right, I'll do that. Now I want you to crawl around in the mud? Okay, I'll do that. Now I want you to cry out of fear. All right. Krishna is willing, very happily, anything to increase loving relationships. Ultimately, this is what it's all about. Love and relationships is everything that's what Krishna is looking for. Raso vaisaha. Everything comes from him. All these different relationships. And that's what he likes. He likes his mother, Yashoda, chasing him with a stick more than he likes the Vedic hymns of the most pukka brahmanas. The brahmanas are offering prayers, oh, you are the controller, you are Ishvara, and you are the maintainer. And of course, these are beautiful prayers, and he's also very fond of the brahmins. Doesn't mean he's not fond of the brahmins and their prayers. But in comparison, and there are comparisons on the spiritual platform, it's not that in the spiritual realm everything is simply one homogeneous without varieties. There are varieties, and in those varieties, the affection and the behavior of Mother Yashoda is more dear to the Lord than even the Vedic Brahmanas, because her love is more intense. Krishna wants intense love. He wants to give intense love, and he wants to receive intense love. And we also have that desire. Therefore, we're always looking out. Who's going to love me the most? I want to be with that person. Isn't it? We like to be with the ones who love us the most. The ones who appreciate us. We don't like to be with those who don't appreciate. Oh, this person thinks I'm arrogant. I'm not going to associate with this person. This person thinks I'm glorious. Ah, he's wonderful. And at the same time, we want to find someone we can repose our love in fully. Give ourselves to. That means trust. We have to be able to trust them that they're not going to exploit me. So nowadays, everything's topsy-turvy. Because formerly, the system of society was arranged in such a way that one could repose one's love to some extent, of course, not fully in this material world, but at least to some extent in, for example, one's spouse, knowing that my spouse will take my love and will not exploit me in the form of divorcing me and taking my children or so many things, being unfaithful. But now, because the system is broken down, even that, even the material love, even the material trust is not there. Therefore, people are totally distraught. People are becoming madder and madder and madder. Nunam pramatak kuru teri kama yadindriya pritaya apanoti sarumanye Sata Atmano Yam Sarapi Kleshara Asadeya. Because they're not following God's instructions, and that is the Varnashram system. We're not following the proper instructions given in the scriptures. Therefore, we don't even have ordinary material pleasures. We can't even have that. So we go down lower from human platform to animal platform. Now it's simply dog eat dog. Find someone on the street, have a relationship, then leave them the next day. This is going on. So animal consciousness, and people are preparing themselves for a very dark future in the lower species of life. This is the sad truth. We don't like to be bringers of bad news. It is said that bad news comes of its own accord. And sometimes it's said that one should not speak an unpalatable truth. But sadhus cannot follow that. Sadhus are more merciful than ordinary moralists, because sadhus have to tell it as it is. No. If you continue to behave in this way, then the result will be very dark, because this is the confidential information given in the Vedas, given by Lord Krishna and Krishna's representatives. So the sadhus are actually the best friends for society, because they are not afraid to tell the truth. They are not afraid to give enlightenment, even though it's unpopular. Srila Prabhupada came here and he said, I thought when I come to America and I will tell these Americans that if you want to make spiritual progress, you have to abstain from intoxication, gambling, illicit sex, and meat eating. I thought that they would immediately tell me, please go home. It was an unpopular proposition, especially in the 60s. Now, of course, by the grace of Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan movement, Srila Prabhupada's efforts, and the efforts of his followers, there is some realization that vegetarian lifestyle is better and that sex life, illicit sex life, is detrimental. So there's some idea. But in the 60s, it was rampant. No one dared go against the tide. What to speak of going against the prevailing scientific theories? Still to this day, we don't find very many willing to stand up and say that it's incorrect. But this is the business of the sadhu. Not that he just wants to be like a mundane philosopher, like the Munis, that like to come up with their own philosophy just for the sake of argument. Just for the sake of argument, let me give my philosophy. All the philosophers, they have to write their own. This is, these Munis, they just like to agitate their minds. That's their fun. Just like some people like to play sports and waste their time in that way. Similarly, the philosophers, they like to sport around on the mind platform. Well, what about this? Well, let's come up, what if this were the philosophy? What if there were no God, or what if we were God? They come up with unlimited possibilities. So a Vaishnav, he's a philosopher, but not that type of philosopher. And of course the Munis, the impersonalists, they criticize the Vaishnavas. They say they're not really philosophers. They're just yes men. They just accept whatever, you know, Krishna says. Whatever their acharyas say, they just go along without thinking, without questioning, without agitating their minds, without churning out new theories. Therefore, they're not really philosophers. And this was the complaint that Prakasananda Saraswati gave to Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what was he doing? What was his business? He was chanting. He was chanting with musical instruments. He was playing musical instruments. He was dancing, sometimes rolling on the ground in ecstasy and encouraging everyone to chant and dance. And Prakasananda said, why are you doing this? Don't you understand? You're a sannyasi. You took sannyas in our Shankaracharya line. You're glorious. Of course, your line is not the highest. I mean, you took from a second class bhakti. Nevertheless, all right, still you're a sannyasi. And you're glorious. You're meant for studying Vedanta and speculating. Performing austerities, being very grave. This is the business of sannyasis. Not running around like sentimentalists, dancing, non-thinkers. Why do you do this, Lord Chaitanya, they called him. And to make matters worse, in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's youth, he was known as Nimai Pandit, a great scholar, student of Nyaya and teacher of Nyaya, logic and argument and Vedanta. So now, he became like this. What happened to you? So, Lord Chaitanya replied, well, my spiritual master, he said that I'm a murka. He called me a murka. Murka means fool. He said, you're a fool. You cannot understand Vedanta. Therefore, you just chant the Hare Krishna mantra. So because he told me to do that, therefore I'm doing it. That is the position of a disciple. That whatever the guru says, he accepts. He doesn't argue. Argument is not for a guru-disciple relationship. That's for friends. It's like Arjuna and Krishna, they were having some argument. Krishna was saying, well, you're a kshatriya, you have to fight, and you're here on the battlefield, and Arjuna is saying, oh, but if I fight, then there'll be so many bad consequences. They're having a dispute, difference of opinion. But then, when Arjuna realized that I'm having this difference of opinion, but I'm still miserable and I'm full of anxiety. Krishna's sitting here, blissful, as always, you know, totally full of knowledge and bliss. And I'm full of anxiety, my bow is slipping, I'm crying, I'm quivering, I'm afraid. There's a difference here. That's the difference between ignorance and perfect knowledge. So he realized, now I have to. Shishaste ham sharimam tvam prabha. Now I accept you as my guru, and I will be your disciple, your shisha, and I will accept whatever you say. You give me the conclusion, and I will just accept that. And as soon as he did that, everything was solved. All problems solved. So, this is the position of the Lord and his parts and parcels. We're all meant, we're all subordinate. We're meant to worship him, to love him, in relationship, not trying to become the Lord, but always remain the humble servant. And this is the position of the sadhus, is they're supposed to tell the truth and enlighten the people that your real happiness does not lie in this material world. Utishtata jagrita prapya varanaborita. You have to wake up. Seek out that treasure, that ultimate perfection. Jivjago, jivjago. Get away from Maya and go back to that abode, that Vaikuntha Loka. This is our real home there, where one can enjoy different rasas with Krishna. Here in Vaikuntha Loka, there is primarily the Dasya ras. Although they look similar to the Lord, they never forget that they're servants. Now, if someone wants another ras with the Lord, perhaps like Yashoda Mai, or the gopis, or the cowherd friends, then they can go to Goloka Vrindavan, which is the topmost planet in the spiritual world. So we are very fortunate to be here, even in the candlelight, intimately hearing about that confidential knowledge about the spiritual planets. What university is teaching about what's going on in the spiritual planets? What the inhabitants of Vaikuntha, they don't even know if there are living entities on other planets. They're thinking, perhaps there may be, because there's some moisture, was it Venus or Mars? Maybe there's some little microorganisms, or I don't know. So this is their knowledge, and our knowledge is we're discussing, what ornaments they're wearing, what type of jewels the Vaikuntha inhabitants, what color dress they're. So this is the comparison and knowledge. You can choose which education you prefer. And the other is perhaps also, not even for sure, perhaps there are some germs. So thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Any questions?
On the planet where Lord Ram lives, would there be
also Lord Ram?
Lord Ramachandra. Or would there also be Vatsalya Ras, because Maharaj Dasarath is his father?
That is, generally speaking, except for Krishna, and that is why Krishna's position is extraordinary. In the Nectar of Devotion, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Rupa Goswami describes that there are five qualities of Krishna that even Narayan does not possess. And those five qualities, one of them is loving relationships with the devotees. So those different rasas are specially meant for Krishna. Just like, of course, when the Lord comes in the form of Lord Ramachandra, he displays wonderful pastimes. And yes, those rasas are displayed there. That is extraordinary. But generally speaking, Rama Murti Shukala Niyamena Tishta Nana Vataram Akarod Bhuvaneshu Kintu. The different incarnations are coming from Narayan. They are expansions of Narayan. And that is the Vaikuntha atmosphere, generally speaking. Just like the sages, they approached Ramachandra And they wanted to have a conjugal relationship at Naimisharanya, some of them. And Lord Ramachandra indicated that it was not possible to have that with him. But they should, he gave them the blessing that you'll take birth in Vrindavan as in the wombs of gopis, and then you can fulfill your desire for conjugal Madhurya Ras with Krishna, because he's meant for that. Hi. Gantarashima Bhagavatam ki jai.